This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on July 23, 2026. The EU's commitment of 37 million euros to extend the Blue Raman subsea cable from Djibouti into Somalia, Kenya, and Tanzania is a significant investment in East Africa's digital infrastructure. This extension will join a Europe-India corridor, potentially increasing connectivity and reducing latency in the region. For builders and operators, this development implies a growing need for terrestrial infrastructure to support the increased subsea capacity, with a focus on last-mile economics and regulatory costs. What does it take for a digital ambition to become a physical reality? And how do announcements like this one translate to actual infrastructure development? The answer often lies in the details of power purchase agreements, construction milestones, and wholesale bandwidth pricing trends. In a different sector, a Fonsis-linked fund has invested $2.2 million in Senegal's poultry firm La Rapaille, marking a notable investment in the region's agritech space. This investment is a testament to the growing interest in Africa's agricultural sector. And for investors, it highlights the potential for returns in sectors beyond traditional tech investments. Yesterday, we talked about Senegal's efforts to address its earliest stage startup gap. And this investment in La Rapaille can be seen as a continuation of that effort, with a focus on supporting local businesses and driving economic growth. Daya's recent fundraising of $2.4 million to run African cross-border payments on stablecoin rails is a significant development in the continent's fintech landscape. According to our read at Tech Cocoon, stablecoins in Africa are primarily a settlement technology, solving concrete problems like the cost and latency of cross-border transfers. For Daya, this implies a need to focus on building compliant on-off ramps and establishing strong banking relationships to support their stablecoin settlement business. Stable's emergence from stealth, with $2.7 million in funding to address Africa's FX liquidity gap, is another notable development in the fintech space. As Tech Cocoon Intelligence has argued, the defensible position in stablecoin rails is the fiat edge, not the chain, and companies like Stable should be judged on their ramp depth and treasury management capabilities. This raises the question, what happens to dollar stablecoin demand in a market the year its central bank launches a credible local instant payment system or licensed FX channel? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaiza.